My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's trending in sports? ESPN polled 103 NFL players and for Quarterback Confidential, asking the questions that, you know, so many people want to know. Who's the GOAT quarterbacks? 85 voters say Tom Brady. 7 say Patrick Mahomes. Several others received votes. I have no problem with that. Stop me when you have a problem. Rank the top 3 current quarterbacks. Number 1 was Patrick Mahomes. Number 2 was Lamar Jackson. Number 3, Joe Burrow. Rank which rookie quarterback will have the most success in his career. Number 1 was Kid Williams, Caleb Williams. Number 2 was, what's the guy's name? Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. And number 3 was J.J. McCarthy.
Who's out for the year, more than likely.
Yeah. Most overrated quarterback. Number 1, Josh Allen, and Hurts and Tua tied for number 2. We talked about that yesterday. Most underrated quarterback. Purdy, Stafford, both tied for number 1, and 4 quarterbacks tied for number 2 with 7 votes. Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, Jordan Love, Bryce Young. I'm surprised Bryce Young is on that. So opponents think, hey, man, this kid is good. His team is some trash.
Yeah.
And the biggest trash talkers.
Are we going wide receivers and defensive backs here?
No, this is just quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks. Okay. Yeah. When you said biggest trash talkers, I'm like, which quarterbacks are talking trash? But now I get it. Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, and Aaron Rodgers. Now, now here's the deal. When I posted about the most overrated yesterday, is before I read the whole article about everyone. And our friend Tony Lombardi. Tony Lombardi commented, personal bias personally infiltrated this poll. Allen is kind of a punk to opponents. A better poll might be one directed at the league's defensive coordinators. Just a thought. I don't think him being a punk has anything to do with this. You know why? Because Aaron Rodgers, this is the biggest trash talker too. Is anybody gonna put Aaron Rodgers on there because of that? Kobe Bryant was praised by his opponents for his trash talking. Here's what athletes think, and you know this, Jeremy. When you've earned the right to talk trash, it's excused. Mm-hmm. When you talk trash and haven't earned the right, it's not. So maybe these guys think, hey, Josh Allen does a lot of talking. He hadn't earned the right to do talking. If you hear Aaron Rodgers talking, hey, that's Aaron Rodgers. I don't think personal bias alone made people vote Josh Allen the most overrated quarterback. I don't know why you all have a problem with 103 players voting and they coming to the point with Josh. What is the problem with players saying Josh Allen is the most overrated quarterback in the National Football League? If it was Lamar Jackson, you'd be calling us, telling us, I told you so.
Yeah.
But because it's not the one you thought, you got a problem with it.
And, you know, people do forget. Like, it'll be interesting this year. Josh Allen has a lot to prove. I think he's going to be a great fantasy quarterback because he's going to have to run a lot. But go look at those weapons. And how, like, is Shakir going to be their number one receiver? A rookie named Coleman that you drafted out of Florida State?
He's going to be pretty good, though.
He may be. But, like, here's the...
Coleman's going to be good.
We'll see. I liked him in college coming out. But, like, we'll see if it translates to the NFL or not. But the problem is, people were criticizing Josh Allen the same way they criticized Lamar Jackson. Yes. Until he got Stephon Diggs. And I'm not saying that's the sole reason that put him over the top, because I think Josh Allen's a really good quarterback. But people were talking about his completion percentage. Is it going to go up? Stephon Diggs gets there, and magically, everything's better. He lost all of his wide receivers.
And on top of that, Tua was also on that list. Tua led the league in passing yards last year. He completed 69% of his passes for 29 touchdowns. Nobody's crying over that. A passer rating of 101.1. Why is no one crying over Tua being on the list?
Because they don't buy into Tua. That's why. Because people are... You know what's funny about that? And what that list says to me is... So, we all say Brock Purdy's a product of his environment, but the players are telling us that Tua's a product of his environment. Having a coach that's offensive-minded like that and the players around him.
And the players are also telling you that Purdy is not a product of his environment because he's the most underrated quarterback on this list based on what the players think.
I still think they're wrong. Look, this is what's fun about it. It's subjective, but like people get in their feelings when these lists come out, and it's like... You even yesterday, like me criticizing Deion Sanders, I don't even want to tell you how many hate emails I got from people. And by the way, Deion did something awesome for some of the players there where he put money in their accounts, that players that have kids on their team. But getting back to this, it's like you look at the quarterbacks in this league and everybody's going to feel a certain way about them. And when you poll players, yeah, there could be some bias. But you're going to tell me if you poll defensive coordinators, there's not going to be bias as well? What about when you come into you have a great game plan going against a guy, and all of a sudden, he lucks out. He throws a couple 50-50 balls that turn into touchdowns. You're like, man, that guy ain't that good.
But see, this is my ultimate problem. People want to debate with people who are actually there. How are you going to debate what players say? It goes back to the Brandon Hyde there. Rob, I hear Brandon Hyde's lost the clubhouse. No, he hasn't. Well, that's what I hear. Who are you hearing it from? Well, I heard it from this guy on this show and that show. I never saw that guy in the clubhouse. So what are you, I'm in the clubhouse. He hadn't lost anything. What are you talking about? I heard his dissension. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So you tend to hold on or gravitate to whatever agrees with your personal narrative.
Yes.
Would I have called Josh Allen the most overrated quarterback in the National Football League? No, I wouldn't have. But when the players say it, I'm going to listen. Well, why did you say that? I wouldn't have called Josh Allen the most overrated quarterback.
The problem is, like, when you look at a guy like Pat Mahomes.
I would call Tua.
Yeah, I don't know that you could say, can Pat Mahomes be anything but just rated? He's been the best quarterback. If anything, you could say, maybe we're underappreciating him, even though he gets all the love. So when you start getting to these other guys, you're going to have situations where you look at quarterbacks and go, I don't think he does this right. I question this about him. Like, you said Joe Burrow's third on that list. When we watch Joe Burrow play, there's no question he is an elite quarterback. But when I look overall, it's 4 years. Two he spent on the IL. One he went to the Super Bowl. And everybody, because he went to the Super Bowl, everybody's like, yep, that's a guy. How about Justin Herbert? Didn't hear his name at all. He ain't done squat in the NFL. But that cat gets a pass more than anybody in this league. And I think he's really good, too. But why is the narrative, why is the goalpost get moved when we talk about
Herbert over Allen? I mean, I'd take Herbert over Allen.
It all depends on who.
I think if you put Herbert in with the right, okay, we finna find out.
What?
You got the other Harbaugh out West Coast now.
Mm-hmm.
We finna find out.
Well, you got Greg Roman out there.
Okay. And you're also about to find out about that, too.
Who's their number one receiver, Ladd McConkey?
I think they're going to be all right.
All right. Well, I mean, look,
I like Justin Herbert.
I don't dislike him, but he ain't done anything.
He ain't had nothing to do with.
Well, come on. You can't sit. Like, we can't sit here and look at all these guys and say he had Keenan Allen, Mike Williams.
Well, he put up good numbers. I thought you meant like he hasn't done anything like in terms of winning.
He hasn't won. He hasn't gone to the playoffs.
I agree. He went to the playoffs and had a historic meltdown. Team did in the playoffs.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Against was that the Jags?
No, Jaguars. Yeah. It was Jaguars.
So again, we go back to all these things.
I thought you would measure him on winning because he's put up the numbers.
Yeah, but he's not doing anything. Like, you can sit here and look at some of the guys that have put up numbers.
But my point is, I think he has a winner out there now. I think now, to me, his clock on winning begins now.
So
he's passed for 5,000 yards. He's thrown 38 touchdowns. He had career passes. I mean, he's done it statistically. now is when my clock for winning starts, because I didn't trust the guys that I'm surprised he put up personal numbers like that, because I didn't trust the guys that he had.
Okay, so then let me ask it about Lamar. Two MVPs, he's done it statistically. People just don't want to throw in his rushing numbers. He's done it statistically. He's won in the regular season. We haven't seen it amount to going to a Super Bowl. And then he's knocked for it. How are you not knocked because you didn't make it? It's like the people that say, well, wait a minute. You know, Michael Jordan never lost in the finals. So what? It's better to lose in the Eastern Conference Finals than it is to lose in the championship or lose in the first round of the playoffs?
See, you're right. You're right. But Jeremy, focus for a second. You're talking to me. I don't do any of those things that you're saying. I don't knock Lamar. I don't knock LeBron. You're taking my comment and you're mixing it with what those fools do.
No. I'm talking to the people out there. I know, because this is the thing that happens.
But you went from Justin Herbert. What about Lamar? I don't knock Lamar.
No, I'm saying comparatively speaking, this is what happens. He doesn't get criticized because he doesn't get there. You have a player that gets to the playoffs and all he does is get criticized.
And again, I think our conversation got crisscrossed. I thought you were talking about personal, what he's done as a quarterback personally. Justin Herbert's proved to me that he's a hell of a quarterback. You're right. Now, we talk about in terms of winning or not, then he don't belong in that conversation.
But everything gets encompassed in that, because if you're going to take a quarterback, that's what the people that don't like you are going to start pointing at certain things, whether it's your completion percentage, your win percentage, what do you do in the postseason, do you have any accolades? They're going to find whatever the only person you can't poke holes in right now is Pat Mahomes. You can poke a hole in every single one of these other quarterbacks.
I don't want to poke holes in them.
Yeah.
Shovels at 7:30, but on the other side, take a look at the Ravens practice squad. Are you surprised, Jeremy, that they didn't pick up somebody from another team? We'll talk about that up next on The Fan. Ravens practice squad do you find, Jeremy, that people take a lot of interest in the Ravens practice squad who's on it?
Yeah, I mean, because like the people that watch training camp, or at least go out there and watch preseason, I think you do, if you're a big Ravens fan, you fall in love with some of these guys. And then more times than not, like some of the names, you know, obviously you recognize the Ismail name. And I think some people are just going to go and pull for him, which is perfectly fine. I think it's a cool story. And then other guys that we've seen, remember, who was it? Jaleel Scott, when people were calling in, I was like, man, you can't put that guy on the practice squad. Some team's going to take him. You knew who took him?
Nobody.
And I'm not knocking Jaleel Scott, but these things get built up in the preseason. That's why, like, I've been laughing my ass off at all these people talking about Bo Nix in Denver and how well he's going to do playing against vanilla defenses in the preseason. Let's see what he looks like week one against Seattle. So when you start looking at practice squad players, I don't get all up in arms over it, but the Ravens have put some guys on there and brought them up that have played at this level and helped this team out.
Are you surprised that the Ravens did not pick anybody up from other teams?
I mean, there's still time to if they want to. But no, I mean, their roster was – all we were saying is they were filling out the back end of the roster.
Right.
And the one thing that we've looked at right now that they clearly could use is probably some offensive line help. But I said it yesterday. Who's worth anything at this point on the offensive line that's getting cut? You know what I mean? Like, unless it's just a disagreement with coaches or you asked to be cut because you weren't going to start. But even then, if you're not starting for some other team, what makes you think you're coming in here to start?
So you like everyone that's picked up so far?
I'm fine with it. I have no issues with it. And again, I trust this organization. It feels like a cop-out to say this, but you do with the Orioles and the Ravens. I trust this organization to make the right decisions because they have the right people in charge. Eric DaCosta and Mike Elias are two of the smartest people in sports, period.
Some people thought maybe they should have tried to kick the can a little bit on Kadarius Toney. Your thoughts?
No, man, that guy sucks, man. He's a head case everywhere he's been. He drops passes. He doesn't know the plays. Nah, you can have. Again, if a wide receiver gets cut, everybody in Baltimore wants him on their damn team.
I'm with you on
Why
that.
Why is that?
I'm glad you said no to that, because I would have been upset.
Like, the one I would have been interested in.
I drop kicked you.
The one I would have been interested in, honestly, if you want to talk about wide receivers, guy that was here before, Tim Patrick. But Detroit picked him up. So, like, you have another guy coming off.
That was already in the makings.
Yeah. So, but like when you were hearing all that, I'm going, that's an interesting name, but it's not a household name that people know.
I'd rather go to Detroit anyway. Detroit's going to throw more.
Absolutely.
He's going to get some catches there.
I'm saying from a Ravens standpoint.
He's going to come here, be the fourth option, and catch, what, 30 balls?
I'm not talking about what he wanted. I'm saying, like, what made sense for the Ravens.
No one cares what you want, Tim. Get your ass over here. That's what you wanted?
No. I'm saying when you're talking about the Ravens picking up a guy for either the practice squad or adding a guy to their roster, Tim Patrick was one of the names that I was interested in. But, like, you know, it made more sense for him to go to Detroit. If you're a wide receiver, I know it's better here now, but why are you going to, why would, like, if you had the choice of Miami and Baltimore, why would you pick Baltimore?
Dude, they're losing teams. If I'm trying to get a contract.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to get a contract. He's not playing. He's trying to get a deal. And so if I'm trying to get a deal, they're losing teams I would go to before I would come here if I'm a wide receiver.
And for me, this has nothing to do with Lamar. It has more of
the scheme.
The scheme and how many mouths you have to feed on that offense now. Do I want to come here and compete with Rashad Bateman, Zay Flowers? By the way, they're going to hand the ball off a ton to Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, and then we didn't even get to the tight ends.
He ain't competing with Bateman. Bateman's competing himself. I don't know why, what problem people have with Bateman. I'm glad Dayton Wade was kept on the practice squad. I like that guy.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, practice squad players, we'll see if any of them amount to anything. It's few and far between, but this is one where I think if you're watching a team, or at least you're rooting for a team that's watched these guys up close and personal, and you have a good front office, and you're not the Cowboys, you probably feel comfortable picking something up, you know, like, or whatever they have in-house. And I'd like to know, like, the Ravens routinely, year after year, I'm not saying they've never picked up somebody off of someone else's practice squad or saw a cut and brought them in. A lot of the times they fill out their practice squad, it's guys that they brought into their camp that they got to see, and there was a reason why they liked them.
Yeah. I mean, I think this Dayton kid, though, I know he's undrafted. I think if you put him in the right kind of offseason program, he could be a guy down the road that can help you. I don't know if they could develop him like that here, but I think he could be that guy. Let's go to Jay and Tillman Island, who wanted to weigh in on something we talked about a little bit earlier. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was listening to Jeremy talk about the peacocks. Well, we live on Tillman, and my wife was given three peacocks by a lady that lives in Claiborne, two females and a male. Well, we have an in-ground pool out back. The peacocks like to walk along the deck and everything. And I got home early one day, and my wife was dipping bugs out of the pool with the net, and I pushed her into the pool. Came up out of water, she goes, "You asshole," like that, right? And I'm thinking, okay. Then she started laughing, as we always do, play games and stuff like that. Well, the next day or 2 days later, I go out to feed the turkeys and the deer, and on top of the shed, I didn't see him, but he goes.
Well, Jay, we would love to have heard that story, but you said one of those seven dirty words that we can't allow on the air.
Go to the app if you want to hear it.
Joe gets so frustrated.
You got to dump the whole thing. Like,
well, now you can't take a call.
I know. I'm sorry, Shiloh, West Baltimore, but Jay ruined that for you, so go talk to him about it.
Uh-oh. You don't have to dump the whole thing.
You got to dump the whole thing.
You don't. That's why there's options here. 50%,
I understand that.
100%.
I understand that. But if somehow it gets through, we are on the hook for that. I get fired before you do.
But I hit dump. I did what they told me to do.
I wasn't, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't sure. That's why I said Joe. He just said and Joe said, yeah, you got to dump it. I wasn't sure.
The other thing is, to be fair, like,
I didn't know whether that word could be said or not.
I've come up in your situation, so I started here as a producer.
Yeah, you almost got popped by that one time.
No, I hit the dump button. It didn't work. And then they were talking. They said
started as producers. Well, I started here as a producer. I didn't start in radio as a producer.
You didn't start here as a producer?
I started in WNSD as a producer.
I'm talking about here at this radio station.
Oh, no.
Because this is totally different. That dump button over there didn't work.
That dump button was, you can't say that.
Yeah.
You can't.
There was no, you know how many times, if there was lightning outside, the dump button did not work at that old station. But here.
Well, first we didn't have one.
Yeah, I know. But here, like, when I hit the button when somebody said something, it didn't go through. And then they questioned me, and then they were going to suspend me without pay. And I'm like, no, this ain't happening. Come in and you check this equipment and make sure. And damn right, the buttons were jammed.
Charlie saved the day?
Actually, it was Kenny back then.
Oh, Kenny did?
Yeah. But yeah, they were going to suspend my ass.
Just saying, man.
We don't want Joe suspended.
You know, now, Joe, we're back to 50%.
Still can't take calls until it gets to 100.
Because like when I hit 50, it just, that was fine.
It wasn't fine. It doesn't work that way, man.
Joe, there are options here. There's one. Dump, 50, 100, dump.
Another banner week for Major League Baseball umpires. We'll talk about that at 8:15. But on the other side, we're giving out shovels, Jeremy.
Yeah, and I'm going to get back into this again. I'm going to go at some fans on social media and how things go. I want to talk some more about the Deion Sanders stuff and how people getting their feelings over it.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, @BBMS1057. The Fan. Shovels next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest idiots deserve the big, bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
I see Buffalo Zoe has a shovel to give. So let's go through these because it'd be interesting to hear what Buffalo Zoe has to say. Jeremy, you got a shovel to give?
Yeah, I want to give a shovel to the people that were coming after me for my comments on Deion. So, like, I even brought up the story today where Deion did something great for the kids, the guys on his team that have children. I think 8 of them. He set up this big, he teamed up with some bank, mm-hmm. and he put $2,121, 21-21 in their accounts. And by the time that they're 18, it should accrue enough to help them get into college and everything else. It's an awesome thing he did. So I can say that that was awesome and still think Deion Sanders is an A-hole. I guess it was that his number?
It's his own number.
Yeah.
How do you...
Oh, so you can remember it's from Deion,
he's
man.
He's such an ass.
Don't say it out the part.
I Jay called back. I said, you can say a-hole. You can't say the ass part in front of that.
So with this, it's something that... it happens in politics all the time where like you're like, oh, I'm not voting for him. And then somebody's got to tell you why you're wrong, this and that. Like, oh, my God, you're voting for this. And like people treat politics like those people actually care about you. And it's the same thing with sports. I don't know why it's leaking into here. I say I don't like Deion, right? You can like Deion and I can not like him and it can be fine. You don't need to convince me that I'm wrong for not liking him. Like, I don't get any of this. And I got some nasty hate mail yesterday. And by the way, this stuff usually makes me laugh anyway. But people that want to go back and forth with you on it. I'm allowed to have my opinion. Deion can be a great football player and an a-hole. He can be, you know, a wonderful coach for these kids. And
a great entertainer.
Doing. Yes. And he can be a piece of garbage at the same time.
So they both can be true?
Yes. Like, in life, you can't have it. I can love Rob Long and I can hate his ass. Right?
How would I get thrown
into this? Oh, man, yeah, that's just catching a stray.
Well, I know. That's the ultimate stray.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a stray. It was true.
It wasn't stray. It was aiming right at you.
Yeah.
No, but it is like...
You know why he's upset?
Why?
Because his headphones don't fit. You see that lobe that's hanging down on his shoulder?
I already had to tape them because they broke once. Look at that. No, but like headphones. Rob's got to wear earbuds because those things can't strap across that skull.
Damn right. At least I know. At least I know.
So, no, but like in all honesty, I think it might be the social media world that people have to convince you why you're wrong on your opinion.
Yeah.
And by the way, my opinion's based on facts and interactions I had with the guy. I don't have to like him. I don't have to. So
you mean the people that are debating about the overrated quarterback thing?
And it's just
the guy actually said to me, doesn't mean the players are right. Okay, so I'll take your opinion since you didn't play.
Yeah, it's all opinion based, guys. Like, just we can debate it and say I don't agree with it, but oh, that's wrong. That's wrong. You can't trust those guys. They probably didn't like him, or maybe they just think he's overrated.
You know, it's funny you go, because mine is social media related also. Yesterday, I wanted to do it early in the week, but I was busy. I told you about it. Our faithful listener, Antonio, I saw him at the game over the weekend, and I talked to his dad, Russ. His dad. If you want to know why Antonio is so cool, meet his dad. But I talked to his dad. His dad was like, yeah, he was a little bit disappointed he didn't get the Corbin Burns bobblehead last night. I said, really? So yeah. So the wheels were already spinning. So I had two, and I gave one to Robbie. And I'm like, what the hell do I need with a bobblehead? I'll give Antonio my bobblehead.
Yeah.
So I found out where he worked from his dad, and I went up to his job, surprised him. He was taking cards back, surprised him, gave him the bobblehead, took a picture with him because it was the biggest smile on his face, and I posted it. What did that post lead to, Jeremy? People inboxing me, asking me, could I get them several items from the Orioles?
Before you even said it, you said, I went to Antonio and I did, and you were talking about it, and I said, people asked you for some
people
free stuff.
People asking me for free stuff. Are you serious? Come on now. Come on, this is to a special listener for us who makes us a part of his day every day. Every day. When he can't get in, he'll hang up and call back. If I got to explain this to you, then I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You ain't going to get it.
This is not just me giving a bobblehead to just anybody. No, I'm not calling the Orioles. Someone asked me, my 7-year-old was so disappointed they didn't get the Gunnar Henderson giveaway. Is it anybody in Orioles that you can contact? Nope. That was my response. No. I just live in it. No.
And then people get their feelings hurt when you say no.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't ask the Orioles for a favor in this. I gave him mine. I didn't call the Orioles up and say, hey, man, we got this situation with this kid. Can I get an extra one? No, I gave him mine.
How many times do you get a text message from a number you don't have saved, and it's asking you for something?
Tickets.
And then you look at the last time they texted you,
yep,
and it was them asking for something,
yep,
again. You know, before.
Yep.
It's just
I think I get probably over 100 ticket requests a year.
And it's messed
over
up.
Over 100.
Because all you guys have to do is tag him at Rob Long Sports and he'll give you free tickets.
Not 100, Joe, not 100 tickets, 100 people.
So requests, that could be 2, 4.
Yeah. 100 people requested. Let's go out to Buffalo. I've been waiting for this one. Buffalo Zone, what you got for us this morning, man?
Man.
But for the record, you're the only Buffalo fan I like, but go ahead.
Listen, man, my shovel goes out to the Uber X share route. Man, I had a situation this morning. I come out 4 a.m. I pick up a guy who got a ride under his girlfriend name, but then when I pick up the next person, it's a lady. Now, he's in the back of my car the whole time. Man, are you dropping me off first? Bro, if you, like, them extra $3 or $4 you trying to say, go ahead and give it to your driver, man. Like what is the problem? He had me robbed. I remember a situation, you said the Uber driver was doing 80. Bro, I was doing 80 to get this guy out of my car, so I can just get him the 1 star, so I won't see this guy. Hey, shout out to Antonio, man. That's a good thing you did, Rob, man. That guy, man, Antonio, make my day every time he calls.
Mine too, though. Mine too, no doubt. Let's go to Tom in Easton, who has a similar one. What's up, Tom?
Another rideshare driver. lady says to pick her up at Giant. Well, you know, at the end of the store, there's a door. So I pull up to the first door. I hit the button. I've arrived, which dings their phone. And she proceeds to send me a message. I'm outside. I'm dressed in gray. Well, she's not at that door, so I'm smart enough to know to go down to the other door to get her. I pull up, she gets in, she goes, I'm very irritated with you. You said you were here, and you were not. I said, oh, ma'am, I was right in front of John. She goes, well, it's not a big deal. I looked her straight in the eyes, and I said, well, if it's not a big deal, you should have never mentioned it.
Absolutely.
Now we're going.
Is he cutting out?
Hey, speaking of which, Antonio and Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday Eve. But Antonio, I must warn you, this is my Friday. So give me another one. Give me the TGIF.
TGIF.
There we go.
TGIT.
Thanks for stopping by my store yesterday and for the bobblehead.
Anytime, man.
10 home runs and 33 RBIs. How surprised are you with Ramon Urias's performance this season? And you guys have a wonderful day, and you have a good weekend, Rob.
You too. Thank you. That's a good question because we knew he could do it because he did it in 2022 when he hit 16 home runs. We just didn't think he would do it. Is that the right way to put that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
We knew he could. We just didn't think he would again.
Yeah. And you know, I think you can look at those things. But, you know, I just want to go back to what you were talking about with Antonio and how special the kid is and the fact that he's been calling in every day. I think he keeps his phone calls recorded, right? He saves all those from what I was told.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because really? This is something he loves. And he, like, you know, so, again, going back to your shovel, because when Buffalo Zoe was calling in, I thought it was going to be about Josh Allen, but clearly it wasn't. something else got his ire. So, the stuff with Antonio, and you know it, like, I've gone out of my way for other people, and it's sometimes what tugs at the heartstrings and the things that affect you greatly, more greatly than others. But I hate when people try to abuse the situation and try to get you to get them free stuff just because.
What would be your ultimate Orioles lineup, Jeremy, based on the players available right now? Give me 1 through 9, and we'll do that at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, Birds struggled defensively last night. Orioles baseball up next. I'm going to go over here on 101.9 because Greg Carpenter's wife is here. I'm going to hang out with her. But it was Big Bad Boarding Show on the Fan. We're going to give you our best lineup for the current roster of the Baltimore Orioles at 8 o'clock. But right now, Orioles out in Hollywood taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they lose last night 6-4. We talk about that offense, that great offense by the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I don't really want to say this right now because I got another game, but I think for the most part, Jeremy, they've kind of held that offense in check. Last night it was assisted by 3 errors, but your starting pitcher gave up 1 earned run in five innings. I don't like the overall line because it's still 6 runs, and that he did give up a 3-run home run that's unearned, but it was a 3-run home run. But I'm telling you, man, I'm not upset with the way they played so far in the first 2 games.
Yeah, I'm not either. Look, we've talked about it. There's going to be so many 50-50 games that you have, 50-50. When you look at the teams you're playing.
Why did I think the same thing when you said that?
Yeah, 50-50. But the problem is, like, you know, look, you're on the road. You're facing one of the best teams out west. You steal the first one, if you want to call it stealing, I will, because they were favored by a lot. And then you come into last night, and you know, hats off to, you know, the Dodgers for getting it done, but you were in that game as well. We just don't know what's going to happen today, where they're trotting out, what, Miller, and we're going with Cade Povich, so they're two young pitchers. Miller starting for the Dodgers last year, and he's okay. Like, he might be fine, but, you know, the concern is Cade Povich against this lineup. If he's going to nibble, they will make him pay. And, I mean, you have to attack. Don't throw non-competitive pitches. Near the strike zone.
I tell my women.
What? But I get so tired of watching young, and he's been better since he's come back up, but some of these young pitchers, and again, I keep saying non-competitive pitches. When it comes out of your hand and it has no shot of getting anywhere near the strike zone,
Yeah. Nobody's
swinging at that, except for maybe Javier Baez. But you know, when you look at it, that's what we're expecting. So, going out west and facing a Dodgers team, we all said avoid getting swept. Once you get the first one, you get a little bit more greedy. Now you want to win the series. Well, actually, then you want to sweep them. And last night, now you want to win it. So they'll have an excellent shot today to do that. The bats got to wake up.
You know what I like? When the Tampa Bay Rays were in town in Los Angeles on a Friday and Saturday, it was 47,000, but it was 47,000. How about on a Tuesday and Wednesday, both nights, the Orioles out there drew over 50,000. Mm. That's when that's anticipation.
Yeah.
that's Dodger fans, Joe, saying, you know what, let's get there. This might be World Series preview. Because you can't say, well, Oriole fans are traveling. I'm sure they are, Rashawn. But that's Los Angeles Dodgers fan knowing the difference between Tampa and Baltimore.
Did you see all the people waiting in line for the bobblehead last night there? Mm-hmm. People wait in line for 8 to 10 hours for a bobblehead.
I don't mean no harm.
It's so weird because all you have to do is email Rob and he'll give you one for free.
That's the wildest thing, man.
What are these Dodgers fans doing? They don't have a Rob Long in L.A.?
Shohei and Decoy, the dog.
I don't.
Every bobblehead comes with a free Dodger dog, too. Ask Rob.
Hey, I don't wait in line for too much, Joe. But I may have waited in line for 6 to 8 hours for the Shohei bobblehead.
Well, they had like the normal ones, and then there was a limited edition gold version. That was like, I think they only had 1,000 of them. They were selling for $1,200 before the game started.
Unless they give a free one to the media out there. Then I wouldn't have waited. I just would have gone to my desk. But I Shohei, man, I don't know, dude. That's worth waiting. If the Dodgers are smart, and I think they are, they would have had concessions out there that long line. Hot dogs, beer.
Man, I'd have been, walking down there, selling whatever you can. Working that line, man, you can still make some more money off. When I saw how long that line was and how long they were waiting out there, it got me to thinking, like, is there anything that you would wait in the line that long for?
Mm.
I don't even go to amusement parks anymore because I don't, I don't want to wait in those
lines.
That's
a great question. Because I'm like you. I don't like line. I don't like waiting in lines anymore.
See, I tell you where I would wait in line? If I'm in another city and there's a restaurant that people told me I should go, like, or a place I should go,
nope.
I will wait in that line.
I won't.
If I trust the person that told me.
I won't. Yeah. I ain't waiting in line to eat.
Well, it just...
Too many other options.
Well, I get that. But I'm just saying, like, if there's... That's more... Like, when you're waiting for a restaurant, it's more of a
Burns,
time thing.
If Burns did not have reservation, knowing what I know... How good it is. We don't have reservations, but you can wait. And they told me over 45 minutes. No. It's too long to wait for food, man.
Man, I sat outside an Olive Garden for 45 minutes.
No. Free bread. I said more than 45 minutes.
Unlimited breadsticks?
No. When you get more than 45, that's too long to wait for food.
You eat those things without breaking them.
I'll go to the next place. And to the next place. I ain't waiting that long for food. I don't wait that long. Let's see. How long do you wait in the concert line to get in?
Yeah, that's...
I've waited a long time before.
You already had tickets?
Yeah, but it wasn't like it was waiting for something. It just took forever for everybody to get in.
It was like that. Well, Usher was pretty... No, it wasn't. Because I skipped.
But it's... So waiting in line to get in is a different thing. Because when you have the tickets, I mean, you're just waiting to get to your seats. Like, amusement park, sometimes you wait to get in, and you run to the first ride, and you're like, damn, I got to wait 45 minutes to get on this thing?
It ain't worth it.
And then it finishes in 2 minutes, and now I know what my wife feels.
You have a skip...
Wait all that time for nothing.
You have a skip line?
No, man. You know what's funny? Like those fast passes that people buy.
Right.
I think I would buy it, but I couldn't make eye contact with any of those people as I'm walking by. You would probably be dancing as you walk by them. Look, I go first. I just can't make eye. I'm like, man, these people hate
me. Y'all don't have one of these. Y'all don't have one of these.
When I was at that fish festival, my leg was jacked up. I had the disability thing, so I got to skip the line and like ride the cart to the top.
Oh, look at you.
And I felt like such an a-hole. Yeah. I was like, oh, man. I passed my friends. I was like, see you guys.
Have you ever skipped the line? I mean, I'm not like that. Not because you had the privilege to.
I will admit that, yes, I have.
I have.
But, I mean, I felt bad about it, so it makes it okay because I felt bad.
Rob gets that treatment like in Goodfellas. Remember they go around to the back door, and then they're walking them in the restaurant. Yeah, exactly. Everybody's waiting. And then they set up a table for them. And then you're sitting right next to the stage and you're watching the stage. That's the treatment that Rob gets.
Wait, my dad, one of the funniest lines he ever had. We went someplace. And, yeah, we knew the owner. So we did actually go to the back door. And when we got in and sat down, my dad said, your ancestors fought tooth and nail not to have to go through the back door. Now you call it a privilege.
Oh, man.
He was laughing, though. It was like, because it's a completely different situation, but he just sat there rocking. I knew he had something to say because he had that little S-eating smile on his face. Your ancestors fought tooth and nail not to do that. Now you call it a privilege. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Another banner week for MLB umpiring. Not really. Not really. But on the other side, We talked about this earlier, Jeremy, how we would do this lineup, how we would make this lineup differently, conduct it a little bit different.
Are you gonna, you got to tell me if it's left-handed, right-handed pitching, because my lineup's going to be different either way.
All right, let's go with both. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.